Welcome to the Broker Shop Podcast. Today we have Jewel Tankard back with us. She is the CEO and founder of both Acetify and the Millionaires Club. Yes. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. Awesome. Thanks for having me, Star.
Of course.
I'm glad to be here to play with you today.
Anytime. Anytime. So I know we talked a little bit last time and you introduced yourself. You want to do that again? Maybe tell us about your journey here.
Yeah. So I'm originally from Detroit. So it's so cool to be back home all the time. I love the city and I love all the revitalization that's happening. But anyway, I'm married to an amazing man named Ben Tankard, who's very successful. He's a real estate investor too. He likes the high end of things. And we pastor a great church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We have five children, blended. He had four, I had one. And we had a very successful reality show on Bravo called Thicker Than Water, The Tankards. Mm-hmm. We had three successful seasons. We came on right after Housewives of Atlanta, so that was cool. And then just recently, Peacock picked it up and are running the first three episodes again. Okay. I have a show, a Jewel Tankard show on Impact Network, and then I have a show called Chatter, where it's me and other women, Real Talk Kim, Dee Dee Freeman, Monique Islet Timberland, and we just basically talk about real issues, real women, real solutions. I'm excited, and I'm about to do another show on Buy and Flip. So it's gonna be good.
So we're talking about that now. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Are you talking more about that? Is this exclusive?
No. This is exclusive. This is exclusive. That'll be all I say. But it's gonna be good. You know, it's pretty much. It's cool because it's a continuation of what people see me doing on social, and I'm doing it in real life, and I'm doing it every day, and I'm in my zone. I love it.
I'm so impressed by everything you're doing. I don't know how you handle it all. It's crazy.
You know what? I'm really grateful because God has sent me some amazing team members. You know, Marquita, she's here today, my chief marketing officer. And then there's Camille and chief operating officer, and Ashia, chief communications officer. And then my son, Benji, he helps with social media. And we're just bringing on a couple other people from the beautiful continent of Africa to help. So definitely you can't do it without a team.
No. Yeah, not at all. This is definitely a team sport.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, so I know we talked a little bit of last time about how you got into real estate. Do you want to go a little more in depth? Tell us what brought you over here.
Yeah, so, you know, to that point, like having a team, I think everything in life, if you're going to be successful, you got to make sure you really start majoring on the right relationships and really adding value to people and not looking for their flaws, but looking for their gifts. Because I think when you really can discover their gifts, that's how championship teams are made, right? 100%. So one player can't focus on what the other player can't do. They got to focus on what they can do and run that. And so I was able to get and started in real estate. I had a desire to do it, but start when I tell you, I had no clue. I had no clue where to start. You know, my grandmother on my dad's side owned like about 10 houses when she died. And I knew that she owned it. I knew she always had money, but we never talked about any of the inner workings of that. So I just knew I had an example, but I had no details, right? So I was filming one day and Camille said, hey, I heard that this guy here does a lot in real estate. He's built a great 7-figure portfolio for himself. And then we had the same spiritual father. And I was like, oh, wow, I need to talk to him. And so I talked to him. He's like, yeah, I got you. And so he started just calling saying, hey, this is a really good deal. He would give me the specs on it. And honest to God, I just started trusting his instinct. There was only one house that I saw before I bought it, but probably out of 20-something, almost 30 houses I bought was just because he recommended it and it was a mentor. So mentorship and relationships is really how I got started. And even now I have a couple mentors, Kim Kiyosaki and Phil Blake, that really instruct me and help me with continuing to scale. So I don't think anybody ever outgrows mentorship if you 100% desire growth.
And I know last time you had a meeting and I was able to go, Phil talked about that, how he's even got mentors at this point. Yeah. So your mentors have mentors and it's important to put yourself in the room with people that are doing what you want to be doing. Yeah. And obviously bring other people up with you and mentor others. But if you're not putting yourself into a room that you never thought you could be in above where you're at right now, you're not going to keep learning and growing.
Yeah.
And that really, that was a big aha moment for me about, okay, well, what rooms am I in? Who am I surrounding myself with? You know, and just learning to grow. And I thought that was really awesome.
No, it is. Because the thing about it, like, I won't even desire something that I haven't been exposed to. 100%. So continual exposure for all of us, you know, as long as we're in the earth, if we want to keep growing, you got to keep touching those exposure points and being open to those new relationships so that I can see some stuff I haven't seen, maybe hear some things that I haven't heard, and then desires start kind of multiplying because it's like, oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do that. And then when you get to one place and you realize, oh, there's something else. So it's like it continues to awaken potential, you know, in us. It continues to unlock, like, ooh, you know, and then every day just becomes an adventure. So you're always just open for new experiences. And I think that's where people kind of get stuck, is they just go home, go to work, go home, go to work, go home, go to work. And they don't really put a demand on themselves to be exposed to new restaurants, new vacations, new resorts, new mansions, new penthouses, new, like, you just want to be around new. You want to be around different people that are even doing different things than you, because again, exposure, I think, is the key.
Yeah. And I think you touched on this last time, but this isn't, you know, we didn't grow up in this. This isn't, you know, you didn't grow up with this lifestyle necessarily. So I think there's so many people out there that are like, well, that's not me. This person started that way, or this person isn't like me. I couldn't do that. Yeah. So can you speak to that?
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. You're such a good interviewer, by the way. It's probably one of those contractors. Oh, this is actually my honey. Marquita, hand her the phone. That's my honey. Will you answer that? Okay, so basically, so I grew up with parents that left a really great example. They really left a great example for me, in that they, you know, I mentioned, you know, they were one of the first African Americans to have a business downtown Detroit, and called LaGreen's Records and Tapes. And so, mom and dad, we lived a really great life. I grew up very well. His and her Rolls Royce, his and her Mercedes. I had a Volvo at 16, housekeepers, cooks, drivers, went to Detroit Country Day, University Liggett. So I was blessed to really be exposed to a lot. I remember going to Cranbrook Theater School. But the thing is, they never taught to me about strategy. Dad was a producer of wealth, but never a manager or an investor of it. And there's definitely a difference between being... And so he made lots of money for many years. And then at 19, we lost everything. And I was like, I thought we were rich. So they had the concept of how to make it. They didn't have the concept of how to multiply it. 100%. And so it took other relationships with me learning that. But I'm grateful for them, because it was a blueprint of you can have anything you want.
I love that. So you're talking about multiplying and growing wealth. I'm sure that's something that, now that you have kids, you're teaching them. So do you want to talk to the parents and how you're kind of spreading wealth and that growth mindset?
Yeah. And I would say probably I feel like I've done a better job at it, honestly, just the last several years. I can't say because I think I was so determined that they were going to have a great life, right? Yeah. So my husband and I both, you know, so we live in a beautiful mansion in Tennessee and have other homes and stuff like that. But when we were challenged with going through an IRS audit, or challenged with, you know, needing, you know, $100,000, you know, in a month, or, you know, but $50,000 came in. And we were always investors, so that part was good. We got that part right, but we didn't want to pull from that, right? We didn't really talk to them about it till they became adults. Until one day we were having a family meeting, and they were like, so being a tankard is hard. And we was like, what? What you mean? And they're like, it just seems like y'all just, you know, you never really complain. You never, ever, like, show signs of stress. And we were like, oh, bruh.
We're protecting you.
It be some stress. But we had to do a better job at being more authentic about the journey. And we're faith people, right? So faith people speak big, talk big, and a lot of times have not done the best job at talking about the practicalities 100%. Of the process. So I had to get comfortable with talking about the practicalities, about the process. And I think my husband talked about it a little bit more, but I think we just kept going. But we realized it wasn't good for them. Yeah. And it wasn't good for even the people that were up under our leadership, because then they just have this. So when they hit a bump in the road, they're like, something's got to be wrong, because the tankers just always look like they got it together. And that is just completely 1,000% not true.
I love that, being honest with that, because I feel like that's, especially with social media now, and as a parent, you want to protect your kids, yep. and you want to make everything perfect for them. Yep. And then I think I'm noticing more of a movement just culturally into being more authentic and real, yeah. and how that brings in a genuine sense of what's going on. And they're genuinely, real estate investing is not this like all roses thing. Like, I've seen you in there, like, in your heels, sweeping floor. Like, you're getting your hands dirty.
Oh, yeah. It's like, all day.
Like, it's not all pretty and rose-colored, but it's worth it. I think showing both sides of that really removes that barrier to entry and lets people see that you can do this, too, which is really cool.
No, you're right, Star. Like, it's not just fabulous. You're going to have your hard times. You're going to have your moments where you're like, wow, I really thought this, but this. Oh, wow. I really was expecting, to get my entire scope of work approved, Or, I was expecting to come to close with $50,000. Now they say it's $75,000. Or one time, they told me you got to come to close. I was expecting $170,000. They said $250,000. Mm-hmm. So, it definitely puts you in a position where you got to be a thinker.
Yeah.
You better learn how to think. And you better learn how to not take no for an answer. And you better learn that if one person doesn't have my answer, somebody else does have my answer.
100%. So. And I love the creativity. And I think this kind of circles back to the network and making sure you're learning that you have to have cushion in a deal or how to do the math for a deal beforehand. And not getting too emotionally attached to a deal. That's a big one that I see with investors. Like, you fall in love with this house and you see the dream of, oh, I'm going to make it beautiful. Someone's going to live in it. They're going to raise their kids there. Their grandkids are going to come over for Christmas there. And you're, like, so emotionally in love with this house. And then the numbers don't work. Yeah. And then you're underwater and you're like, oh, real estate investing is not for me. When really, you needed that network and that person to be like, girl, don't get attached. Like, I'm not even girl. Like, I see guys do this too. Yeah. Like, you love a house too, don't lie. Yeah. So I think that that's such a huge thing.
Yeah. No, I think it happens more with women because we come in and we're like, and I have to even, remind myself, okay, I want this, I want this, I want this. I mean, literally today, just this morning on the way here, we were going to knock out a wall, but it was after everything has already been done. The electrical's all been ran, the plumbing's all been ran, right? The drywall's been put up, the paint, the trim, the mold. And yesterday I said, let's knock it out. Then I talked to my GC this morning. He says, okay, I'm not trying to blow your high, but just hear me out. He said, this is going to push this project out financially and time-wise. Yeah. We're in about another 2 weeks. I mean, because it'll probably be on the market when I get back here on the next week. But if I do that, no.
You got to always think of the ROI in the situation. Like, would it be cool? Yes. Would it maybe add a little bit of value to the property? For sure. Is the cost benefit there?
I mean, it's already in a great area. The house is great. Yeah. It's still beautiful, right? They're doing a great job. But if I fool around and I knock out that wall, it's going to cost, they're going to rewire electrical. It's going to cost for the demolition. All the trims are going to have to be redone. I mean, it's just like the whole thing. So you have to, and that's why it's important to be in relationships with other investors, which is why I created a Certify.
Yep.
Because I wanted a community for women and men to be able to get in and say, okay, this is what I ran into, but this is how I handled it. Or this is what I was going to do, but da-da-da-da-da. Yep. And I was walking another investor through today, and, she was saying how her partner is doing all the rehab. Well, he was going to do the gate. I don't know if he's going to do the gate or not. I said, don't fight him on if he's not going to do the gate. I said, because the homeowner will see it. I don't think it's going to add that much. Would it be nice to have a gate? Absolutely. Yeah. But at the same time, let's not
get tied up in the details. Yeah.
Let's get the thing on the market, right? Because she's not going to partner with this person anymore. So I said, let's just get out of the deal, get your money back. And then she's still going to walk away with great profit because it's a great house, great neighborhood, and great comps.
And that's what investing is. Yep. You don't have to make it perfect. There's always going to be something else you can do. So I love the Acetify and the community that you're building there. It's so important to have somebody that can, bring you back to reality, ground you, and make it so you don't have to make every mistake. You can learn from other people's mistakes and grow. And I think that's huge.
That part is huge. You know, we just launched, told everybody about a platform. It's a new platform out that I love where you can use your credit card that you get and pay your down payment, pay your closing costs.
That's cool.
You can wire it straight there opposed to swiping it, waiting for it to show up in the account, then transferring it. It can go from the platform straight to your contractor or title company or whatever you need to do. So there's always new and improved stuff out there. And we have a team of people that are working, you know, feverishly and fervently, just trying to find the latest and the greatest system so that people aren't investing like they did 10 years ago. You know, everything from running comps a smarter way, pulling data for zip codes, what are the best cities to invest in, like, just making sure that people really have the information that they need to be really good, savvy investors and trust their gut.
It's huge. And I've worked with you with some of your Acetify clients.
Yeah.
And you are a bulldog for your clients. Like, you are holding their hand from start to finish. Like, yeah. It's so cool to see yeah. how you work with them, because it's not like, oh, go do this. Like, yeah. you're literally right there with them in the weeds with it. And yeah. I love that.
Yeah. No, I think it's important. I think that a lot of people have gone to, like, real estate conferences and or gone to coaches, and I've heard that, you know, they told me all this stuff and I felt left. Yeah. You know, I've heard that like too much. I was given the material. And they were like, read that or listen to this video, you know, because yeah. we're in a video society. So virtual, you can go on a video and watch it. And that's dope. And I think it has its place. But I know for me, I wouldn't have watched a video. Mm-hmm.
No.
Like, if, okay, let me say this. I digress. I would have watched the video, but I would have still wanted to be able to pick up the phone and call somebody.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so, which is why I think companies that, like, Coinbase recently added on customer service or they're picking up the phone, yeah. it was the best thing they could have did.
Huge.
Because of the world of crypto, nobody's picking up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So Coinbase, you know, increased their volume. They said, like, 36% just because they had a real human being can answer real questions. It wasn't the chat. You know what I'm saying? So
sometimes the simple way, the old school way, is the way you need to go.
You got
to
have a mixture of the new and the old. Because mm-hmm. if you leave out and just make it all virtual and there's no human touch, then you lose something. You know, it's like social media. I love social, but man, it's nothing like sitting down and talking to somebody face to face and having that connection. So I think companies that are able to integrate and do an integration of the new and the old, especially with a human touch, you know, think about Apple did that. I think Apple's done yeah. a great job at that. Like, you go into the Apple store and, you know,
you get a real person there.
You get a real person.
Look you in the eye.
And they've done a good job at really teaching them to have good customer service. They're kind, they're innovative, they're patient, you know, but they're also on the cutting edge of changing everything globally. Industry-wide, right? Apple changed the entire game for the entire world. So, but they're still very, you know, you feel like they're still very teachable.
100%.
And warm.
And I feel like you've got such great energy. So I know when I go to a conference or when I go to a class, I am so excited and I want to do everything and I want to implement everything they said. And then, you know, you go back into life and
yeah.
things kind of fall by the wayside, and maybe you'll implement a thing or two like down the road and,
yeah.
you know, kind of half do it.
Yeah.
But with you there with your clients 100% of the way, you're keeping them energized,
yeah.
keeping them excited because you're
yeah.
so passionate about
yeah,
it. You're doing.
Yeah. And then we just implemented, we started doing weekly meetings on Zoom, you know, and then we do live meetings that I encourage them to come to the city to meet face to face, even if they decide to invest in Memphis or Florida or California or wherever. Just come together, you know, because when we come together, we have a good time, laugh, learn, get reignited, get focused, you know, all the stuff that can come in the way of you meeting your dreams, whether it's the children right now or the hubby right now or the job. Like, it's always going to be something.
Yeah. yeah.
Life is going live, but I got to stay focused on my goals, because you're not going to build an empire just half button it along the way. You're going to have to, hey, get to it every day.
100%.
Even if I got to handle this, but I'm building an empire. And I think most people don't. I think that God really intended all of us to do things in a big way. And I think sometimes we play ourselves small, but it's like, if you're in it, do it big.
Yep. Be 100% in. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So you work with people that are starting, mm-hmm. Getting starting with investing every day. If you were starting over, what would you do different?
Definitely. I would have started earlier.
Yeah.
I would have started, I mean, I'm talking about fresh out of college, like somebody teach me real estate, for sure. So I would say, I don't care how old you are, start. And to the investors, talk to your children about it. Like, for real, get them in the weeds, you know, with it.
I think that's like the number one thing. I always ask this question because I think it's interesting. I want to know. And that's the number one answer I've always gotten is, I would have started immediately. I would have started in college. I would have started.
Girl.
And I, But I've never heard anybody say that next step, teach your kids. Girl. Like, if you would have started early, why aren't you putting your kids in this? Girl. Like, if you know the power of this, why aren't you teaching your kids with you? Because you're going to build this empire. You want it to last beyond you. You want to, you know, have that trust that's going to keep growing for your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. Yep. You know, you're bringing up the family with you, and I love that.
Yeah. No, for real. Like, I would have definitely started, because this is the thing about real estate. I think out of all the asset classes, it is the absolute strongest and the longest running.
100%.
I mean, think about it. Rockefeller, Vanderbilt, this is how they built. Well, Rockefeller, this is why
generations,
his wealth is
rare. Like, generations are living off Rockefellers. It took one person. One person. And there's hundreds and hundreds. Like, this whole family is living off this trust.
Girl.
Still. Still. To this day.
Today.
That's crazy. Like, that, I got goosebumps.
I know.
Like, one person. And that's insane to me.
It is crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And he made that decision, and he taught it to his children, and they taught it to their children. Because we studied the Vanderbilts, and they weren't as passionate about teaching the investor. They were partiers. They were spenders.
Yeah. It's all, and then it's all gone. Rockefeller, and he set up the trust in such a way that he knew it was going to last. Like, even if there was somebody that was going to blow it, it couldn't. He set it up specifically with intentionally. Oh, I love it. It's so cool. I'm such a nerd for it. Like, I'm like, yes, how do I do this? Okay. My great grandkids are going to be like that lady.
Wow.
Yeah.
We took a trip to Newport, Massachusetts, and walked the Rockefeller estate.
Love that.
It was amazing. We went over to Martha's Vineyard. I took about 50 women investors. It was so dope. And we've definitely studied at length how he set it up, how he did it. He was a big giver. They said that he was very generous, but he was very stern.
Yeah.
I mean, but he got it done.
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy to think how the ripple effect from that what he did for his family. Yeah. That's just, I mean,
and every time I'm out here, I'm thinking I'm making history.
Yeah.
Every day I'm out here, I'm like, God, I'm a history maker. God, I'm paving the way. God, I'm a trailblazer. But you know what? It's not just me. It's you, Star. It's a lot of people watching. And I want them to know you're a history maker. So manage your time. And I know a lot of people can get, like, every day I'm studying. I study about, you know, I'm in my word, and then I'm studying things about my industry. Every single day. It's the Bible and then learning something in my industry. Because there's a scripture, Star, that says to study to show yourself approved. He doesn't, not just study the word, but study whatever level, because mastery is going to always cause people to follow you and profit. Mm-hmm. Anybody can learn it. Most people just don't take the time. So they're paying you for the time that you spent in something that they want.
100%.
And it makes sense. And so I want to be the best of what I do, the top of what I do, respect my colleagues and peers that are blazing the trail, you know, along to Monopoly Brothers, Ashley. It's a lot of them out there that's doing their thing, and I'm proud of them. And let's just all, because it's enough for everybody.
100%.
You know, it's enough for everybody. So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. So I know you have some events coming up. Do you want to kind of tell people where they can find you?
Yes, absolutely. So May 17th. We will be in Southfield off of Northwestern Highway. They can get on Eventbrite.
Okay.
That is on Eventbrite. And that's going to be May 17th from 7 to 9. So that'll be an Acetify event. So I'm excited about that. And then they can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Jewel Tankard, everything. J-E-W-E-L, Tankard. And and hopefully, you know, somebody's watching and saying, you know what, I'm ready to take the plunge. I'm ready to go for it. I'm ready to do this. And it's my time. You know what's crazy to me? It's May.
Yeah.
Girl, we like, it's halftime, child. I'm like,
there's so much year left. It's, I mean, and I feel like the things that have already been done this year, it just blowing my mind already.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But we also have to, like, get on top of it. Like, if you're not on top of your stuff, if you're spending more time watching Netflix than flipping houses or whatever, like, get on your game. Get with a group of people that are aggressive, committed, serious.
Serious? And she looks at the camera. I like that.
Like, for real, that's ready to go to work.
100%.
And ready to change lives.
I love that.
You know? So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. We're going to have you back at the end of this month.
Yes.
Keep looking back. We're going to be following Jewel and what she's doing in the city and keep sharing some words of wisdom. So I appreciate you being here.
Yeah,
and thanks. We will see you all soon.
Bye.